I don't want to use the word massacre because I can't quite qualify it. But what I know is there's rampant poaching, in not just Tsavo, but in wildlife areas. And this is by the submission of the late Chadenga, who used to sit on my Zimbabwe Tourism Authority board before he passed on. May his dear soul rest in peace. He is on record in our board minutes saying that we face a severe depletion of some of our best stock of wildlife due to poaching and sometimes mismanagement. And then with that submission and taking it truthfully from a former board member of the ZTA, my board formed a position to say that in the future, any empowerment and or resettlement model in wildlife areas would have to give precedence to wildlife first, because conservancies and national parks are not for the resettlement of people, they are for the resettlement of animals. Animals also need space, they need to be resettled. But they need to be resettled in a manner where they peacefully coexist with flora and fauna. And in this regard, we are now working on a model, and it is this same model that I was proposing, the broad-based empowerment model, where we would empower the majority of our people through their chieftainships and district councils. And unfortunately, while we're busy debating and inputting into this policy, which we were imagining was being authored at the environment, we were then surprised when the whole policy was shifted to the empowerment of individuals. And that's when I opposed this thing. And I know that it is not properly packaged by my enemies and detractors. They want to put forward a position where it is presupposed that we are probably protecting a white minority. No, we don't want to see a white minority in the conservancies. Neither do we want to see a black minority. We want to see a black majority institutionally represented through the chieftainships and through the district councils under a broad-based empowerment model. So this is a fight and a battle that is ideologically premised between or for broad-based empowerment against individual enterprise. And that is the first line of our departure. The second one, of course, is that who are these people that have been empowered? And when you then go and look and examine them and their names, you begin to see and greed, selfishness, grand acquisitiveness. For it is the same people that have been empowered in several areas, in sugarcane farming, in ranching, in farming. And I'm saying no, 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 no to this greed and avarice. It must be our people first now, and then we look at individual interest within the context of broad-based empowerment. If that is a fight that shall bring me into a minority against my provincial colleagues, so be it, because it is a position of conviction and principle. And I am not afraid of being in the majority of one in this particular instance, in pushing an agenda for the people, not an agenda for individuals.
Now, is this not going to have an impact on the holding of the General Assembly?
No, 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 no. It cannot have, because I am championing it as the Minister of Tourism. So the world is very clear about my position on this matter. I sit on the Executive Council of the UNWTO, and from time to time, I obviously package this discussion in, as it should be, that what you read in the paper is a hullabaloo around greed and avarice, and it does not represent the position of the people of Zimbabwe. And you cannot obviously punish the broad masses of Zimbabwe in the same manner that I have already described about this bridge because of the actions of 37 greedy individuals. Can you do that? So they understand the argument, but it does affect our brand standing as a country. And we don't need this nonsense about people who have been empowered elsewhere, severally empowering themselves and repeatedly empowering themselves 77 times 7 in other areas. That should really now be reserved for our people.